What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura alongside the great champion, Matt Wilhelm, at the collegiate and the National Football League level. Something not too many people can claim, but this man can. Here to give you a game preview for the Browns and the Steelers. 2-7 Browns, 5-4 Steelers at Heinz Field. And before we really even get into the preview, this is a game with some intrigue. We don't know who's starting a quarterback for either team.
It is. It's again, probably the first of its kind throughout the NFL. And is it going to be Johnny Manziel or Josh McCown? That we don't know. And Mike Pettine, in his press conference, kind of is going to keep that to himself. He knows, but he's not sharing from a competitive vantage standpoint. But I think Ben Roethlisberger, we really don't know how healthy that foot is. And, of course, Landry Jones would be the guy that might potentially get that start.
Absolutely. Third-year quarterback averaging about 9 yards an attempt for the Steelers. Let's look at what the Browns must do. Your three keys for the Browns to win this game.
I think one key for me, two of them actually going to be defensively. One is we have to stop the run. You know, Le'Veon Bell, yes, out for the year, but they got D'Angelo Williams, who, as you mentioned, all week long, averaging over 150 total yards. A lot of those, a big chunk of them, are going to be on the ground. So our ability to stop the run, if it is in fact Landry Jones, force Landry Jones to throw the football. I think as a young player in this league with not a lot of starts behind Ben Roethlisberger, he'll throw you the football. And then I think we really have to blanket Antonio Brown. We saw what he's capable of last year. He's one of the top three wide receivers in all of the NFL. And if we can kind of take him away, force Landry Jones, if in fact he is the starter, to go to some of the other weapons, Heath Miller, Martavis Bryant, Marcus Wheaton, and so on and so forth, and then to focus on us offensively, I believe we have to play our best, most physical football game up front. It's all in the offensive line. That means our ability to run the football and our ability to protect whoever it is playing the quarterback position for the Browns.
Absolutely, and I think another key will be to win the turnover battle. The Steelers 0-3 on the season when they've lost the turnover battle, so that's something the Browns are going to have to do. But you talked about stopping D'Angelo Williams, ran for 170 yards last week, 220 total yards. You talked about stopping Antonio Brown. He's coming off a game where he had 306 total yards of offense himself, 284 receiving. That is a very, very tall task. We know the Browns have had their issues stopping the run all season long. If you look at it from a Browns standpoint, how much do things change if it is Johnny versus Josh or vice versa?
Well, in the big picture, and I think from an NFL standpoint, you hope it doesn't change that much. Even though we know the skill set of these two players are slightly different, their experience is significantly different. But I thought last week, if you go back and watch the film against the Bengals, John DeFilippo did a great job of dialing up some very easy throws early in that Cincinnati Bengals game to develop some confidence for Johnny Manziel. He didn't happen to take those throws and, of course, deviated out of the pocket, made some plays with his legs and his arm. But I think you hope it would look the same because that's the point you get in the season, especially at this point in the season, your identity is known. And I think the standard that we have to create, regardless of the quarterback, is running the football, taking that pressure off of Josh McCown, having to drop back 30, 40 times in a football game. And of course, I think because of an immaturity standpoint, we don't want that for Johnny Manziel either.
Absolutely not. Friends are going to have to come out, as you said, control the line of scrimmage, something that will be very difficult against a Steelers team that's been very good up front offensively and then led by Cam Hayward on that defensive line. When you look at the Steelers' schedule, it's kind of a playoff game for them. This is one they feel like is a must win if they want to make the push to the playoffs, get to 6-4 before their bye week. And for the Browns, a great opportunity to get a little momentum headed into their bye week and play the role of spoiler against the Pittsburgh Steelers, their rival. That'll do it for Matt Wilhelm. I am Nathan Zagura saying keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.